Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 25 psukim. This Aliyah discusses the mumim, physical blemishes, and other things which would make a Kohen puzzle to do the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Torah tells us who in the Kohen's family may eat Truma. Again, as mentioned, our Aliyah begins with the kinds of physical blemishes, a mum, that make a Kohen a Baal mum, and prohibited to serve in the Mikdash. In Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah tells us, Daber el Aharon lemor, ish mizaracha ledorotam, asher yihyevo mum, lo yikrav lehakriv lechem elokav, etc. The Torah tells us that Moshe is supposed to tell Aharon that anybody with a mum may not be a central part of the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And we have to ask the question, why? Why should it matter what a Kohen looks like? And there are many, many more questions that one can ask about Kohanim, but I will just ask one more that is most directly related to this first question because of the short time that we have together. This question is based on the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. He tells us in Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, Perek Chet, Halacha Dalid, that it is a mitzvah for the big day kahuna to be new, to be attractive, to hang low, kederech big day hagidolim, like the clothing of people of great stature. And the Rambam tells us that if they got dirty, if they got torn, if they were too long or too short, etc., the avoda that Kohen performs while wearing that kind of clothing is pasul. And again, we have to ask, similar to the first question, why is that the halacha? Why do we care so much that the begadim fit him properly, and they're new, and they can't be dirty? Doesn't Hashem care about the inside and not the outside? And again, there's many other questions that we might have about Kohanim in general, but for this short FMT, we'll suffice with these two questions. Why can't a Kohen have a mum? And why must the Kohen's clothing fit perfectly and look perfect and can't be dirty, etc.? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. One of the central messages that surround Kohanim and Birkat Kohanim and the way the Kohanim do the Avoda in the Mikdash, a central message is that the Avoda in the Mikdash is for Hashem. And the brachot that the Kohanim bring and give B'nai Israel are from Hashem. And the Kohanim must do everything, and they must be, in every way, in quotes, invisible. They must do everything that they can to deflect personal attention away from them and to direct attention to God. The Kohens cannot say, it's all about me. I'm doing the avoda. The brachot come from me. The atonement comes from me. Your fulfilling of your mitzvot come from me. A Kohen cannot say that, cannot be that, cannot reflect that. They have to say, it is Hashem. Sure, we honor them. We honor them by letting them lead the Zimun, and they get the first Aliyah. But that honor must be directed to Hashem. It cannot be directed to them as individuals. And Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, says something very similar in his Perush, not here, but in his Perush to Parshat Naso, in Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Zayin, and that's related to the brachot of the Kohanim, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the priests do not bless Israel. Their words have no power of conferring blessing. And I'm going to skip a little bit. For the proclamation of God's name over Israel, the priest is to be the instrument, for a nation that is to be blessed. Then God will bless them, will bless Bnei Yisrael. And when a Kohen has a mum, when a Kohen looks different than everybody else, it draws personal attention to the Kohen. I don't look at all the Kohanim, I look at that specific Kohen. And when it comes to the Avoda, when it comes to Brachot that we all receive from anybody, not just a Kohen, we have to remember that the Brachot come from God, the Avoda comes from God, the Atonement comes from God, and therefore they have to look externally invisible, uniform, like everybody else. Let's all be zocha to get brachot from Kohanim and other great people, realizing that the brachot come from God. Have an amazing day, everyone.